Dear Curator of Small Things, this letter is to tell you I'm delighted with your museum. I have so much to learn. First impressions are important. There's no redemption for late arrivals in this world. You spend your life searching, achieving collections of small perceptions. This is so magical, I exclaimed. Personal, private, sacred things garnered from your travels. A world of syllables and found objects. I admit, I was afraid because you spoke of worldviews and philosophy, zeitgeist ancestors. Even the small powder room holds shelves of pewterwares from Germany, Greek icons, and leather masks. All are objects of constellated time, memories and forgotten packages, adrift in the Grand Canal. My traveling companion from California told jokes to young girls in Rome, but seldom leaves her home any longer. In the sunshine of her backyard, she watches the pond for koi that birds have taken away. The reading room in your museum is painted with three shades of yellow, and Caribbean blue display shelves hold hand-carved saints from Puerto Rico, three wise men on horses, saints, angels, a nun, the black Madonna and her baby on a throne. Zuni fetishes rest forever on glass shelves locked inside the antique glass case, in the niche surrounded by terracotta pottery. Now, can I tell you my feelings? I stand transfixed by the small things and how I want to step outside of time. Today I write this letter to the curator of small things, turquoise, feathers, and black onyx. I want to linger in this poem, arranged with the precision of a Vivaldi concert on a summer evening.